Unit 5, Lesson 2, Exercise 1, page 42. Listen and repeat.
Today, I have great pleasure in introducing Mr. Mensah, a computer specialist. Welcome, Mr. Mensah.
Good afternoon,
Mr. Mensah.
Good afternoon, everybody. And thank you very much for inviting me to your school.
Mr. Mensah is going to talk to us about computers. You can ask him all your questions about computers.
To start, let's first look at the different parts of a computer. This is the processor. It's the brain of the computer, because it makes the computer work. This is the keyboard. We use it for typing. This is the monitor. It helps you to read what you're typing on the keyboard. You plug the computer into the electric socket with this cable, and these cables connect the processor to the keyboard and to the monitor. There is also a cable to connect the computer to the telephone line and the printer.
Excuse me, sir, do all computers need cables?
That's a good question. No, some don't. You call them laptops. They can work with batteries, like cell phones.
And what do you call that thing on the processor?
Oh, that's a pen drive. Some people call it a flash drive. It's like a diskette. You can store a lot of information on it and use it to copy your files from the computer.
People say we need a mouse if we want to use the computer.
That's right. This is a mouse.
And what do you call that box?
A modem. If you want to connect your computer to the internet, you need a modem and a telephone line. But some computers and mobile phones have modems built into them.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mensah, for this interesting talk. Let's all clap for our guest.